Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This one in the air, left field. Duvall underneath it. Here comes Harold. The throw from left. Point in time. It's another walk-off win for the Marlins.
Hey man, can we get the buttons this week?
I'll forward you an email I got.
I don't want to hear excuses. I just asked a question. Show me the baby. Show me the baby.
I know nothing, man.
Hey, what about?
I'm just happy we're on the air.
Yeah, exactly. QAM was off the air half the night, so.
Welcome
to the club, boys.
Hey, tell them to talk to us when they off the air during.
Yeah, during
business hours.
Yeah,
nobody cares if they off air in the middle of the night.
Imagine the bleep show if 560 the Joe was off for 45 minutes in morning drive.
Oh my God,
teleportation's not even a thing. It would be. You'd have so many engineers here. Be crazy. Well, it's good to be back, boys. How was Friday? I was out. Was it good?
It did okay.
Enjoy it?
I mean, you know, we always miss you, but we hung in.
What's up?
What?
Beast.
What did I do now?
It's nothing. How the hell did you think the show went?
You know,
I didn't think it was that bad.
I tried to.
Of course you didn't.
I tried to shut off my phone, and I didn't want to hear all the complaints. I already heard enough of those. So, I don't know. I was just hoping you guys were rolling strong. I was at Meet the Teacher Day.
Yeah, I saw that.
Had to size them up. Had to figure out, all right, let's see if you can teach my kid. Let's see if you know what you're doing.
And?
Yeah, she seems like good people.
Hold on. Wait. You're questioning whether a teacher can teach your kids.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
yeah,
you got one of them dressed up as Marlon's Macho Man.
That was not me. This is the thing. Everybody thinks that I forced my daughter to just dress up like Marlon's Macho Man, Macho Marlon's Man. Not true. I was doing my work, doing my thing. You know, we were just out at the Wellington pool, tired. It was TV time. Everybody was going to relax. So, you know, I'm banging out some emails and stuff, doing some computer work. All of a sudden, she pops up, shades, bandana, vest.
Wait, she did it herself?
Yep. Went into my bag, found the Macho Marlins gear. It was time to cut a promo.
Minus the two front teeth.
Yeah.
Which makes it
but
even funnier.
Even more savage.
She did have a savage people's elbow, though.
She did. Yeah. She did. She knows what she's doing, man. But this is how you raise your kids. This is what I'm talking about. All you parents out there letting your kids rock Steph Curry jerseys and all that down here. You're not a good parent. Get your kid a Tyler Hero jersey. You know? Be a good parent down here. Don't let your kid bandwagon ride.
Still can't believe when I went to the game against the Warriors, dude shows up with the Steph Curry jersey, takes it off, has Dwayne Wade underneath.
Unbelievable.
What are we doing?
Unbelievable. So, yeah. No, man. It was an interesting thing. The school day is always weird because, first of all, Tommy thought he was going to school. He's not. He's still in daycare for a year or what's preschool.
So he was mad?
So he was like, he was sizing up the whole place, and he was like, oh, my God, what is this place? I hate this place. So he's like hiding behind my leg. He has no interest in seeing any of these people. He's screaming at the teachers. He's just no interest. Then I get to my wife's room, and, boys, I don't know if you know this these days.
I know because my wife's a teacher.
Leroy, they got a giant iPad in there.
Yeah, smart board, dude.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not a whiteboard. It's not a chalkboard. It's a smart board.
Yeah, my wife.
So you can touch it.
Yeah. And my wife goes, don't touch it.
Of course.
I'm not gonna try that out, take it for a spin. Of course I am. Now, here's the thing. My wife is what's known as a... She teaches like all the kids who need help in the class.
Right.
Anymore. She's like they just send her boom, boom, boom. She's like a hitman to like every single class of the kids who are like extra trouble or need extra help. And so, you know, she's got one main room, but it's not her classroom. And so she goes, not my classroom, man. Don't touch it. But, like, you know, I just wanted to draw a cat or something on the board. Now, the problem was it saves to recently. There's a thing on there that's, like, recently saved screens.
Right.
So there's a cat that's just there. I blamed it on my daughter.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
They say, we need to get her an art class. She's a good artist.
My son was helping my wife set up her new room because she's moved schools, too. But she's back at Broward. And my son was trying to get Netflix on the smart board.
Oh, that's pretty clutch.
Yeah.
I like that.
He couldn't infiltrate the firewall, but he's working on it.
All right. All right. Let's get to some headlines, huh?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Antonio Brown just doesn't like his helmet. It's just he's just not going to show up until he gets the right helmet. That's the new thing.
Am I crazy to think this is all for Hard Knocks?
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
I mean, there are not letting people show cuts, so maybe this is the deal that they give.
Well, here's my theory. Last week sucked. And so is it crazy for me to think HBO producers gave Antonio Brown just a sack full of money and they're just like, make a stink?
Doesn't seem like John Gruden is making as big of a deal of it.
No, he's behind it, AB.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That John Gruden guys had a problem with everything.
What else is he going
to
say?
This dude is trying to sneak onto the field with his old helmet, like made in Raiders colors. Then he showed up.
That was my favorite. Like he got it painted by somebody else.
Bootleg Raiders helmet.
They're like, hey, B, how come your gray is not metallic? He goes, weird. Must be the sun out here in Oakland.
So I'm sure we'll get to that. But locally, the Marlins, they split a series with the Braves.
Hell yeah.
Who cares what happened yesterday? Go back to Saturday. Yeah.
And by the way, they showed guts yesterday.
They lost 5-4.
I mean, if it wasn't for a little rookie base running mistake, you know, maybe the inning would have turned out differently. Who knows?
This Sean Newcomb can kick rocks.
Oh, boy, he totally did.
Yeah, you mean Amari Stoudemire? This dude threw a trash can, broke a fire extinguisher,
which had to evacuate the Braves clubhouse.
Which went through the Braves clubhouse, somehow landed next to a fan, so it was looming all over the place. These poor bastards at Marlins Park had to be cleaning it up all night just so they could have it ready for the afternoon game. Crazy. Calm down, man.
If I'm Jeets, I'm charging the Braves like $4 billion.
No, he already said he's paying for it.
He said he would pay for it.
Yeah, which he will have to anyway. They'll hit him up for it.
The Dolphins took some time off before. Now they're heading to Tampa Bay for a couple of practices.
Yeah.
The old joint practice.
The old joint practice, Leroy.
This is where you find out who's made of what.
There's a couple of things with joint practices that you're probably – the veterans like joint practices because you don't get as many reps.
Right.
So it's cool.
Plus you see some other people. Like you actually hit somebody else or whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, sure.
Okay.
But the young – The guys trying to make the team, whew, man.
Hard times.
Game time. Hard times. Because, you know, you're in all those drills. Like, they'll say, okay, get one, the older guys. Get one. If it gets too, all right, come on up. So you ain't really, you know, it's just like the game. And then you play the game, you know, you get a day off, and then you play the game. So it's a way to get out of, you know, out of Davey. Compete against some other people. The wide receivers and the DBs, they'll go at it and cover other people. And I'm going to tell you right now, okay, when you hear of a DB or a wide receiver either doing well or getting beat, it's a lot different just running routes and game planning for a route scheme with a team. So don't get caught up in all the tweets and stuff about, ooh, Devontae Parker had a big day today. Hey, because you can run a 5-second route. Just relax.
All right, thanks, Debbie Downer. Speaking of Debbie Downers, Manny Diaz and the Canes had a scrimmage over the weekend.
Oh, man, this is tough.
This offense didn't do so well.
It's tough.
Dan Enos was screaming his head off. No, not yet. Not until I say.
I mean, I got to be honest with you, though. Like, if you're going to say your 60-0 thing, it seems like the defense is pretty good. So
yeah, but look at the offense they're playing against.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
All right, so you have a brand new brand new guy at each tackle spot.
Oh, boy.
Can't you at least make it 30-0?
60-0
Can we go 45-0 Can we like go half maybe in between?
These guys
30
are making
and 60?
Plays.
You guys, all right.
And Jaren Williams showed up in the second half of the scrimmage. Tate Martell did not have a good scrimmage.
By the way,
I
told you guys this thing was going to happen with the whole starting quarterbacks on social media. I told you
what was going to happen.
Jaren Williams already out there posting. I knew this was going to happen. That's why I say it's stupid to keep it a secret. I think Jaren Williams is going to be starting quarterback. He already let it loose.
No, no. That the streets are talking that is the case.
Like, this is what it says. You want to, Leroy? Told you. Listen to this. Jaren Williams, here's what he posts. I'm good. No handouts. Not asking for help. 10 toes. About mine. Best believe I'm a step up.
Written on the wall.
It's all there.
Written on the wall.
It's all there.
It's like Moses with the tablets.
Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
No.
From that tweet.
Yeah.
Instagram.
From IG.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You took out of that.
He start.
Jaren Williams is start quarterback.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because he told us.
100%.
I told you last week when Manny was like, we're going to keep it a secret. We're going to keep a game plan for Florida. I said, these kids are too chatty on social
media. Like Yoda.
Dude, these guys are too chatty on social media, especially these quarterbacks. Now, I thought it was going to be Tate Martell or Nicosi was going to be the one that let the cat out of the bag. Surprisingly,
yeah, I didn't,
Jaren Williams.
I did not have Jaren Williams.
How about this?
By the way.
You think the other two are going to say I didn't win the job? But, no.
Well, no. Nick,
so you know who the quarterback is going to be based on the guy that is out there.
I thought it was going to be something like, can't hold me down.
You talk about an old like Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah, just a step down to make a climb up. Hashtag blessed. I thought it was gonna be something like that.
the next public outcry.
Hey, how come white people don't put that on there?
True.
White people don't put hashtag blessed.
The next public social media from Nicosi Perry, if it's not him having sex or handling money, will be where he's transferring to.
Hey man, you don't know that.
I don't know that.
He got a tattoo. He said, 10 fingers, 10 toes on the ground.
Kirby Freeman had a tattoo.
Hey.
Turned that U into a B.
Nicosi's like Robbie. Mouth breather.
Also.
What is that?
He is. He's a mouth breather.
I mean, I am. I don't know what you're doing there. I really don't know what you're doing there.
Mouth breather.
Last but not least, James Johnson has orange hair.
Whoa.
Blonde hair.
And it looks fantastic. Right, boys? We all agree on this?
Yes. Who never say anything else to his face.
Looks great.
Wait a minute.
JJ, you know what?
Baby. Wait a minute.
I'm not getting kicked in the head.
I am offended that now all of a sudden, you can't do this.
Looks
great. I'm not going to let you do this.
Looks great, JJ.
Now you're scared.
Maybe we can get rid of James Johnson. How many times did you say that?
Do you want to get kicked in the face?
We're not getting rid of James Johnson, so let's say his hair looks good, man. What are you doing?
Did you see it, Leroy?
No.
Google it.
Oh, boy.
James Johnson hair.
I got Google right next to
no,
me.
No,
you
no,
show
no,
me.
No, no. Nay, nay. I no. want you to see it for yourself.
Get live reaction to Leroy seeing James Johnson's hair next. Welcome back, everybody. I want to let you know the 2019 hurricane season has arrived. And once again, 7i Ticket is combining with the team at Local 10. We will bring you extensive coverage from watch to warn to landfall to recovery. Just keep it tuned to the ticket for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Coverage on the ticket is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact windows and doors. Be informed this hurricane season from Local 10 and AM 790, FM 104.3, HD2. The ticket, Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you. We take you up until 10 o'clock this morning. Good to be in, back from a little bit of a long weekend for myself. And ready for a fun week, man. We got the Dolphins taking on the Buccaneers this week. Preseason week 2. Not quite the dress rehearsal, but also not quite the debut. Maybe a little bit more sprinkled on top there for Coach Flo.
Sprinkled on top.
A little bit more reps.
Yeah.
That are going on right now.
What do we make of this deal that Flores feels like he doesn't need to play Josh Rosen with the ones?
It's not necessary to evaluate the quarterbacks. It could be something that he already knows what he's going to do. Right.
Give me a for instance.
For example, if they already know how this quarterback thing's gonna play out. If they're already, then it makes no sense to have a full evaluation because there's a plan and they know what they're gonna do. My thing is that if your first unit is struggling, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means the second unit is worse.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you want Josh Rosen to try to get as far away from the situation he had last year? So you try to give him a better offensive line to better foster his progression.
Yeah, you don't have to convince me on that, man. Like, that's what I want. I want them to put everything they got into seeing if this guy's good or not. And I really just think that you going with Ryan Fitzpatrick, I just don't – like, if we are just talking about wins and losses of what your team's going to be, do you think it's really going to be that big of a difference as far as what Ryan Fitzpatrick – like, Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to what? He's going to come ball out for a couple of weeks, and maybe he'll make some receivers feel froggy. But ultimately, like, if you were to start a season pretty clean and you have the talent you have, do you think it's going to lead you to that many more wins? Because I don't.
I just think that – where they are right now, they don't have to rush anything.
They don't.
And so when I say they clearly want Josh Rosen to be at a certain point before they throw him in there, and then if he's at that certain point, then you can get a true evaluation of what he can or can't do. I don't think you could evaluate him last year to be able to say whether he was good or not, because the team was so bad. And knowing what you know about this Dolphins team as of right now, the offensive line has been struggling.
It was ugly. Like, I'm sure you guys talked about it on Friday.
Yeah, we did.
So what are you going to – so you're taking him out of a situation and putting him back in the same situation.
Right.
And then if he starts struggling – because he has no time.
Well, that's why I was kind of impressed in his game performance, because knowing that it's even up against backups and that he was getting put on his ass a lot, like, mm-hmm. him and Preston Williams, they went out and made plays. Like, right. they were just still, like, you kind of just made of it what you did. You were kind of given chicken bleep, and they made chicken salad.
Right.
And I thought that was impressive to me.
Right.
So I think that warrants him being able to be put with more successful tools around him.
Agreed.
But, you know, if the coach thinks that that doesn't help right now, and it's all just basically just seeing, like, his philosophy, this is his explanation, where he's basically saying that I could see if a guy is making the right decisions, how a play is going, I can see the windows that he's going through no matter what. Doesn't matter how talented the guys are. It's about the situation. It's not really about who's out there. I mean, okay, that's a philosophy. I don't know what to make of it. He's the coach. To me, though, I would want to see if it's truly a competition and it's truly these guys still battling for the starting quarterback job. It feels like it shouldn't just be a reps count. It should be you got to see what they do with the same guys.
True. The other thing is that if you look at how he played last week, some of the throws that he made, did it really matter who was the wide receiver?
No.
I mean, right. Like, they were unbelievable passes. I think they have a plan. And I think that they wanted to see certain things out of Josh Rosen to see if that plan was going to work out.
I mean,
if he had been absolutely horrible and couldn't do anything
right
with that second unit, they probably said, you know what? Let's get him some more reps with the first team, because clearly they're given better protection.
And obviously, whatever the plan is, Fitzpatrick, I mean, got one series, and you know the rest was. Rest
that's fine.
Yeah,
that's here, and
was,
it's not.
And I was wholly uninterested by that series. Oh my God, was it boring?
I will tell you, from being on the site, he looked really commanding in the huddle.
Oh, he was able to get out of the pocket.
And believe it or not, it's not because he's the starter. It's because he's older. Right.
Yeah.
So don't get the two mixed up.
Right.
Don't think, oh, he's clear to start. He only played one series and got out. Because the offensive line, keep in mind, the offensive line didn't just come out. They played maybe the first quarter and the second quarter.
Right, right.
So Josh Rosen did get opportunities with that first unit.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not make it sound like it, when you see the first unit go out, the O-line never leaves.
No, but in a way, a lot of like what's going on with the Marlins right now, and seeing the young guys get it to produce and seeing those guys get to perform on big levels, that's what makes this season a lot more exciting than last year. Like, last year was kind of the Band-Aid year where you had a lot of veterans playing. It was just horrible to watch, other than groundskeeper.
There was no promise.
That's what I think Dolphin fans are jonesing for. Like, when you see Josh Rosen go out there and he is connecting with the undrafted wide receiver who's making plays that Devontae Parker never made, like, that's when you're like, oh, this is Dolphins football that I want to tune into.
Hold on.
It is.
Hold on.
It's the first game.
Young Tobin.
What?
Now I see why your kids are the way you are.
Why?
Because you could be driving down the street. They could be reading, doing their homework. Ooh, a butterfly.
Flashy thing. Look, you guys, look at the flashy thing.
When you're watching Preston Williams make those catches, you're like, oh.
It was awesome.
It was great.
Here's when I know that I think a guy has talent. Is that when he's undrafted and he has talent, and I say, why didn't he get drafted? And then I go read his
character issues,
his background. Okay, so he can play.
Mm-hmm.
He can play. They said he probably would have been like a third or fourth round pick, which is
that's good.
Good.
What are his character issues? I don't even know.
He had a situation
in Tennessee.
An assault situation.
He got kicked off Tennessee team, went to Colorado State.
Oh,
yeah. Hmm. So he does have talent. I would say this.
Well, we went through the receiver depth chart.
Receiver depth chart.
Devontae, if you don't make it, you're dead.
Yeah.
And you know, what do we decide you carry? About five or six?
It depends. If
about
so,
special
so
teams
here,
and all that stuff.
Grant, you're not really gonna
Williams.
Count, you're not really gonna count him.
Stills,
because he's a returner.
But Stills, Williams,
Albert Wilson.
Devontae, did I say Wilson, Williams?
You said Williams.
Wilson. I meant Wilson.
You got Albert Wilson. You got Devontae Parker. You got Kenny Stills. You got room for Preston. Jakeem Grant is a returner, so you can always keep an extra guy.
What's his face?
You can always keep an extra guy and use the excuse that he's our returner, right? So it's like a specialist.
Yeah.
So if you keep... If you normally
Isaiah
keep
Ford,
six,
he's been doing stuff. Bryce Butler's been doing stuff.
If you normally keep six, having Jakeem Grant would enable you to keep seven. It also depends on other positions.
The other thing is, I think we realize that Allen Hurds will be the odd man out.
And Gesicki's basically receiver.
You think?
Well,
we went through it. I mean, here's the receivers, right? Devontae Parker, Jakeem Grant, which we know Grant can do multiple things, so you don't count him as a receiver. Preston Williams, right? Albert Wilson. Ford's been doing okay. Butler's been doing okay. Kenny Stills. And then you got Allen Hurns.
You don't think it's going to be Devontae?
You just extended him, so you're going to have to eat. Here.
You gave him a year.
Here, like, hold on. Think about this. You ready? How much would it cost you to eat Allen Hurns' contract? $500,000.
Yep.
How much would it cost you to eat Devontae Parker's? I think like $3 million.
This year's $4.5 million is his
four,
dead hat.
$4.5 million.
Right.
Who are you keeping, Tobin? Even in your craziest of craziest dreams, you know the answer to that.
If it's a wash, you're really going to go with the guy that you've gone with.
The guy you're not going to take the $4.5 million throwaway with.
Oh my God! We're going to do this again.
That's life. That's real world.
No, you know what this is? A business.
Right.
Yeah,
but has Devontae Parker really done anything to get himself cut after signing his contract?
No, he just hasn't done anything great.
Right.
No,
like he's lining up OTAs and training camp. We know that doesn't mean anything, but he hasn't really done anything to say, "Oh, we got to eat $4.5 million."
I'm not saying eat. I'm just saying if you guys are going with a numbers issue, like I'm going to go with the guy that burns me every year with sore hammies, like every year.
He's gonna be burning that salary cap and dead money.
Right. So let me get this straight. Hold on.
Oh no,
you. Would keep Allen Hurns and just eat the $4.5 million.
I'm not saying I would keep Allen Hurns.
This is
saying,
why you'd be a horrible GM.
No.
Horrible.
Hold on.
Go.
They went and signed Allen Hurns. So
yes,
obviously
they
didn't feel great about where they were. Okay. Otherwise, why do you go get
that was
the guy?
Before they knew what they had in Preston Williams.
Right. Correct.
Do they? Or
it's called training camp.
Or does Chris Greer know? Oh, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. Like, you go and you get the Devontae Parker because you're like, yeah, we put a first round pick on him. Let's just see. But if he's really not flashing that much, which, you know, he doesn't do when pads go on, let's just say you're just like, comes down to it, isn't the coach going to go with the guy that he just trusts more as a better player? Because Allen Hurns done a lot more in this league than Devontae Parker.
He has, but he's also been hurt.
He had one bad injury.
That he's not back from yet.
Okay. But Devontae Parker's always injured every single year.
Right.
Always.
So if that's the case, why didn't you just let him go last year?
I think, again, first of all, you didn't know what you had in this Preston Williams. It comes across like you have a situation where a guy flashes and he's good. And
why'd you pick up the option? You could have just let him go.
No, they didn't pick up the option. They restructured his contract. Like, he was in his last year, and they gave him 2 years.
You had to pick up the option on a date last year. They picked up the option, and then they renegotiated the contract.
Look, the guy obviously has physical talent. He obviously does.
Right.
He obviously does. Like, when they were down and desperate to their very, very, very last receiver, after Gase said, oh, he's hurt, and his agent had that whole tantrum last year saying, no, he's not, healthy scratch. And he came out and he flashed against Houston because he was the only guy left. I'm not saying the guy doesn't have talent. He's obviously talented. But are you going to continue to go to that well thinking, oh, I hope this is the year it clicks? Or do you go with the young guy who's never burned you and be like, nah, let's see what the promise is there? Because what is this year purposefully for? Do you think you're long-term going to – like, here's my example. Let's say best-case scenario, Devontae balls out this year. Mm-hmm. Would you still trust in giving him a long-term deal? Because he's going to ask for a new contract after this year if he balls out. Would you trust doing that?
So let me get this straight. So you want him to do well if you're the Dolphins. You want him to be what you thought he would be.
I'm asking,
if he is.
No. I'm asking General Manager Leroy.
Right.
If Devontae Parker had a huge year this year.
Right.
Finally hits his potential.
Right.
Would you trust giving him a long-term deal? Like with big guaranteed money in it.
I would extend him, but on my terms, simply because he's only been 1 year.
Oh, your terms?
But that's what you get. You can't be the highest paid of something after 1 year. You can have your contract redone. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Tobin, the GM.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Yep.
First of all, let's get all the clowns out of the locker room because you know you're going to have some type of shenanigans going on.
Right.
If you are the GM. Mm. Would you keep Allen Hurns if you get rid of him, it costs you $500,000? Or would you keep Devontae Parker if you get rid of him, it costs you $4.5 million?
If I think Allen Hurns is going to be healthy, I go with Allen Hurns. He's a better player.
And you just eat the $4.5 million?
Yeah.
How long do you think you'd have your job going to your boss and saying, hey, we just ate $4.5 million?
I don't know. He kept around a coach who gave Jay Cutler $10 million.
That's right. Rough times.
That's right.
It's
all right. Do you want to see James Johnson's hair?
Yes.
I feel like
sure.
You're mad at me, and I think you need to.
No,
see
no, he, you know, you.
It
need
looks
to,
wonderful. I just,
it's it, unbelievable.
It looks just.
It's spectacular.
Just looks amazing.
He looks like the soccer player from the '90s.
Oh, Valderrama.
Yeah. Wow. He says he looked like a black Annie. Wait.
Now he walks in immediately.
Who's more clownish? The clown interviewing him or...
Who, Rappaport?
Yeah.
Question for you.
Rappaport, it seems like Rappaport should have that hair.
By the way, it looks like Rappaport.
By the way, I passed on that interview.
I know you said that last week. How many times are you going to say that?
Yeah.
You just want to rub dirt in Rappaport's face?
I just have to keep saying it.
All right.
My son's pissed off. But you know,
why?
Because he's a huge Friends fan. Do you want to ask
I have his email.
Him?
You want me to just reach out to him and I can get him on?
No.
No.
I'll have your son interview him.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to have Zach come in and interview him, that'd be great.
So yeah, we're all in agreement. James Johnson looks great, right? Right?
Fantastic.
Right?
Awesome. Can't wait till he walks into Media Day and Leroy Hall says something.
James Johnson and UD at Media Day.
Oh, together.
He looks like a dust bunny. Okay. Like, just like if you needed a high area to reach, you could just have him go and just.
You know you're going to get kicked in the face, right?
Huh? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, be careful.
Be careful.
And I'm sure he probably knows about your UD slander, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you see what he had to say about Udonis Haslam?
Yeah, he said UD's been working him up all summer.
He says, best part of my summer, best part of the season already that Udonis Haslam's back, and he says UD's put him in his place many a times.
Although
many
a times. I'm not quite
this
sure.
This fine, guy. Dude,
I'm not quite sure how I feel about the James Johnson-Deion Waiters besties connection.
What do you mean?
Both guys were hurt. They both work out together. That's how you get a bond, man. You're always in that training room together. Seriously.
This is how buddy cop movies are made.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that buddy cop movie.
Be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Philly cheese and carrot top. Part deux.
Why is this in our system?
What are you talking about? You don't like this song?
Well, it just starts slow.
It's got a slow build-up.
Yeah.
But, man, it hits.
Hey, yeah.
It hits.
The movie Boogie Nights, when this is on.
Yeah, he's throwing the snaps.
Great scene.
Throwing snaps is a good crazy person move.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yep. That's how it rolls. But, yeah, man, we're not going to let it
fade it out.
We're going to just, like, let it die out.
I didn't even fade it out that much.
You have a problem with fading out things.
I'm so used to the old board.
You do it way too often. Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah! That's how you start a Monday.
You can text the show 67974. It's brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. Text writes in, I actually like JJ's hair. I saw somewhere, though, that if you see somebody bleach their hair like that, it means they're going through it.
Is that what that means?
I guess. Maybe he is going. I mean, he has kind of admitted that he is going through it.
Right.
Like they're on a revenge tour.
I get it. He kind of has always marched to the beat of his own drum anyways.
Who's like the last famous bleaching that I remember in sports was Antonio Brown's mustache.
Correct.
He looked like a walrus.
He was definitely going through it.
He's still going through it.
Yes.
He's still going through
it. Did you hear the reports that like he's kind of pops in and out of like meetings and basically just spends time on Instagram?
But they even said like that doesn't bother us so much. The problem is he's got all these things where like we don't know if he's gonna play. That's the thing that's crazy about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna retire if I don't get the right helmet.
I mean, like, does Antonio Brown really need meetings? In all honesty, but you know,
no.
The crazy thing about it is like I saw Derek Carr did an interview this week with Sal Palantonio, and he was like, "Yeah, hardest worker I know, hardest worker." He goes out there and he's insane. He sprints every time in practice. So it's not a question of when he's on the field, he busts his ass. But yeah, there's always it seems like there's always something around him. But he's also like one of the best out there. So I mean, if you're John Gruden, you're not gonna hose him down immediately.
No, you're probably your leash is probably a little bit longer for Antonio Brown than it would be for somebody else.
I don't even know if you have a leash. You're just kinda like, I hope he comes back.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have a
hope he shows up.
Sometimes you let him loose and you're just like, hope he comes back. Let's see what happens. But man, it's a crazy story. There's no doubt about that. I think the thing that's weird about it, like I didn't even know all this stuff was a thing. Like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and AB are the most known guys with the old helmets.
Yeah, well, if you were a vet, you would get to wear the old helmets for a little bit longer before switching over to the new safer style. But these helmet companies have been working straight with the athletes to find something that like works for them. Like the helmet company has sent AB like a million different prototypes for him to work with, to work with, and nothing.
Do you think he wants to play?
I don't know what he wants, man.
I mean,
all I know is it's so Raiders.
It is so Raiders. Well, I mean, this was so Steelers last year, though.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it really fits with the Raiders.
It definitely does, and especially the fact that it's on hard. That's why I feel like this is all a ruse. Because I'm going to tell you, last week I was thinking about it. One of the most boring Hard Knocks premieres of all time. It really was a dud. And so they need to spice it up. They barely even touched on Antonio Brown and his frostbite feet. They're like, oh, yeah, he's got sore feet. Well, I want to know. Why was he in France? Was he wearing?
Does it seem like the Raiders or whoever put more restrictions on what they're going to show this
Mike
year?
Mike Mayock.
Like Mike Mayock became the, here comes Leroy. You can't be trusted in this building, dude. There's too much stuff going on for you.
What were you doing? Were you chatting with Julie Guy again?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, him and Tamara were,
Oh, Tobin, you missed it on Friday. Friday, both of them didn't make the segment on time.
You guys, I mean, come on.
Oh, on Friday, all of a sudden we come in, right? And the music's playing, and Robbie's just hot taking the hell out of Canes Gators.
No, it was the Dolphins.
Oh, Dolphins. It was just
because that was the day after the game.
Just hot taking.
Yeah, well, you guys deserve that.
Well, I was right there.
You don't see the light. He didn't turn
the
light on.
There's no on-air light.
Shouldn't you keep like a little timer on yourselves or something like that?
No. Why can't he just open the door and be like, hey, we're in traffic. Come back in.
No.
That's what a real producer does.
I even played a Josh Rosen soundbite to buy them some time.
What are you guys
doing? We don't have, like, any... There's nothing out there.
Here's the thing. You guys are two chatty Cathys. You're two social butterflies. You like to go out there. You like to get it. Oh, how's it going?
Hot dog.
You like, yeah, you like to... Oh, this new equipment. Oh, something's always wrong. Am I right? Oh, you know. And then, where are we? We're in the midst of a segment. We're talking to AB, and Leroy is now sprinting down. I don't want him to get hurt again because it's a water balloon toss situation. Where, like, he's kind of half jogging. He's wearing flip-flops. Something could go wrong.
Hey.
It could be worse, dude. I've seen Joe, 560 the Joe, run up and down these hallways. His back is not well. And Neither is mine. No, but his is worse. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Turn around. The next time Joe goes to try to get to the bathroom, it's not pretty.
By the way.
Yeah.
Interesting story.
Your back's got hurt when you were carrying Dan Marino.
That's a point. I'm sorry.
Point for Robbie.
So here's somebody who we work with,
mm-hmm.
right, asked me, hey, where's a bathroom with some privacy?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, you about to blow it up. He said, no, I just like privacy, right? So I point him over there. I say, you can do like I do. I don't go in public.
Right?
He says, sometimes my wife works with the Dolphins.
Yeah, so you're talking to Kenny.
I go over to I go to the stadium,
yeah.
Go in the club section, and then come back to work.
That's smart.
Well, no, I mean, they used to be able to because we were right down the street.
Right. But come on. Hey, you say I have – that's worse than me.
Oh, yeah. Well, they redid the club section again. I was like, whoa, where'd all this come from? Again.
Right. With the live?
No, like the main, like...
Oh, you're talking just about the concourse.
Yeah, everything.
Huh, I haven't been there in a long time, Hard Rock Stadium.
And then the seats that we have in the club section, the company, they're not in Club Live, but like they're like the next club over. Like, it's like the wannabe live, it's like the Club Gliv or something, and... I was like, whoa, bar right there, everything good.
All right, well, let me wet your whistle here, Leroy.
Yeah.
Golf beef.
Oh,
there's
I know. Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh, play faster.
What is happening here?
Play faster.
Okay, here's the problem. There are people in golf that are slow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very meticulous with how they do things, read putts or whatever. And then there are guys who are very fast. Who know what they want to do, it doesn't take them long to pull a club, read a putt, or whatever. They like to keep it moving. When you get a combination of that, and you're paired up according to your score, so it could happen, sometimes there's a problem. And that's kind of what happened. And so somebody called out Bryson DeChambeau and said, look.
Kepka,
who is like the golden boy right now.
Yeah, Kepka's kind of like just taking a flamethrower all the way. Doesn't practice.
But here's the
pace
other
of play.
Here's the other problem. It's borderline on being rude how fast he is.
Kepka?
Yes, because they show pictures of he hit a ball like 30 yards by Rory on a par 5, and Rory's hitting his second shot. And on the corner of the frame, you can see Koepka standing at his ball.
Well, here's Bryson DeChambeau on his
pace. Oh, yeah, I thought he was going to cry.
He was not happy.
Ego. It's people's ego or what they have behind them. They present themselves in a certain way, and it's tough to sometimes jump over that. You know, for me, my struggles, my ego is sometimes not knowing things. That gets me a little defensive all the time. When I know things and I understand things, I'm like, look, this is just what it is. I try and be reasonable as much as possible in every situation. I think the confrontation part in the game of golf, I don't know. We just don't do that. We go play our games and we want to do our absolute best in our own way. It's an individual sport. That's the main reason why. It's not like we're on a team and we have internal whatever. But again, we're all out here trying to provide the best entertainment possible. And so when you have these conflicts, they just need to be resolved. And there's no issue. You know, just like that, air is clear and ready to go next week. And hopefully play well and beat them next week, you know? We're all trying to beat each other.
Sound like some backtracking there. Because the first clip, there's another clip when it first happened. And he was like, I wish he would come tell him, say that to my face. Why he can't just come talk to me? Right. I'm like, hey, man. Hey, you wear a Kango. That means you a lover, not a fighter. Right? And Bruce Kepa.
Bruce Arians a lover or a fighter?
He ain't fighting nobody.
I feel like he fights somebody.
No, he's a lover.
Did you say Bruce Arians?
Yeah, Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians wears a Kango.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Bruce Arians, straight lover.
What about what about Samuel L?
Straight lover.
Yeah.
I mean, fighting. He can be a fighter, but really.
Well, you can't use Apollo Creed, because when he's wearing it, he's Chubbs, and he only have one hand.
I mean.
Come on. But so here's the problem. There are slow golfers, and I have the same problem when I play on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a guy will wait until it's his turn to then do all the things required of that shot, whether it's figure out a yardage or whatever.
So he's not doing it in the midst of somebody else going? Like, he just
no, right. He's not pre-preparing. But what he was saying is this, okay? He said, if you hit a ball 20 yards by somebody, you basically wait where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't walk in front of them to your ball.
Right.
You wait. So then by the time they hit their shot and go through it and then you start your process, it looks like you're starting late when in actuality, you don't want to stand in front of that guy. So that takes time. He says, sometimes I do take a little bit longer. Right? He admitted to that. Which meant if you admit to sometimes.
You do it all the time.
Right, right.
And also, if there's a pace of play problem with golf, I can't imagine how bad this is.
Look.
Have you seen the video circulating about him? He was like 70 yards away from the green. He walked all the way to the green.
Right.
To see, and then he walked back to where his shot was.
Right. Right. Like, no, he's slow.
Is he chatting it up with his caddy?
He's slow. Back and forth. Back and forth.
He's super analytics on all right. Before his shot.
So, but Brooks Koepka is really fast. He doesn't spend a whole bunch of time, not a whole bunch of chit-chatting with his caddy about what to do and blah, blah, blah. He's just hitting the ball. And so when you combine those two together, it may seem like it's taking forever when it's really not. The other problem is guess what? They all take forever because play at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm at home by 11.
That's what I'm saying. Whenever I watch.
Like, we get done 3.5 hours. I'm at home by 11 o'clock. But you know how long they take to play rounds?
Five hours.
Like,
listen, I'm only tuning in for the majors. But when I'm watching, I'm like.
It's taking forever.
Feels like they all take forever. So if you're the slowest of the turtles.
Right. So there's some. And guess what? The European Tour has a shot clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know what could make this all faster?
What?
A cart.
We're back after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.